Sharon Ruta.
Of course, I always start off bringing great greetings from the Secretary of State, who has made a concerted effort to give the Talking Book program the same kind of precedent and importance in the operation of the State Library as any department. And that is unheard of across this country, that we are given that much support. So I bring you greetings from him. I bring you greetings from Greg McCormick, the acting director. As you've just heard, there are acting directors all over the state because positions are not being filled. I also bring you greetings from my staff, a staff that has changed and grown tremendously. Being part of the Talking Book service for, since 2000, has certainly been interesting, challenging, and completely validating. Many people ask me when I'm going to retire. And I say, it seems I never can because something big and challenging is happening. Of course, you all know that the biggest challenge this time has been the consolidation of service to Springfield due to the 70% cut in our budget by the legislature. Our program was actually targeted for a 70% cut. Many of you know that about other agencies that experienced the same disastrous situation and are struggling to recoup. If possible, many of those programs have disappeared. I was talking to someone in Southern Illinois and I said, well, let me give you the telephone number of this agency. And she said, oh, Sharon, that one's been closed. So I have to find out all that's missing now. Immediately after the budget cut, the Chicago Talking Book Center and the Illinois Heartland Machine Lending Agency closed. And they closed because we no longer had funding, grant funding, to support their endeavors. Luckily, the Reaching Across Illinois Library System was able to keep the Advisory and Outreach Center open for an additional 14 months using their own reserve funds to support that program. And that was really important because we were in a position where we would not have been able to hire any staff at all. So we really, really are appreciative of that. And we do miss all that staff. I worked with one of the RAs for over 20 years. I worked with all the other readers' advisors for 18 years. Some have retired, some found other jobs, but all of their expertise is greatly missed. The good thing is we were able to hire a comparable number of staff, 9 new reader advisors, although one quit already. Not sure exactly. No, I know exactly why she quit. She was driving from Tuscola to Springfield commuting. Unfortunately, she was our Spanish. Yeah, that was a getting up at leaving your house at 4:30 in the morning. I don't think so. If any of you know of a librarian with a master's and speaks Spanish, please have them call me. It seems like bilingual staff is very difficult to find. Right now, our bilingual service is being set up through the very kind and generous staff at the Texas Talking Book Center. They are doing the initial interview and getting the service questions answered. So we're very lucky that this is a partnership with the national government because I have a whole group of peers that can help me when Illinois isn't able to assist people. We were, all the new RAs, I'm really excited because they are excited about being part of the Talking Book Service. Two of them come with public service experience. One of them was a school librarian for 10 years, so we got some really good customer service background in our new hires. So we have also been able to shift staff from our reference department. All of them have reference service and readers advisory service. So I have 12 people answering the phones, except during lunch when that goes down to 6. But we do have the same number of people answering the phones. A couple of things have been happening. Patrons call and say, since you took over, my service is just terrible. If anyone tells you this, please assure them that we haven't changed a single thing. People don't realize that the state library has been handling this service for 18 years. Patrons have been getting books from us since 2012. They call and they say, well, now that the books are coming from Springfield, they've been coming from Springfield for 5-6 years already. So nothing has changed except for the way the USPS is doing things. Many of you may know that in the last 2 years, there's been a big change in the organization of the Postal Service. Right now, all our mail first goes to Champaign, then it turns around and goes to St. Louis, and then from St. Louis, it gets sent around to the various centers in Illinois. So where we used to say, tell people you could get your books in maybe 4 days at the most, or the latest, now we're saying, if we're lucky, four days, but probably a week to a week and a half. So anyway, we just tell people to order more books. One thing, you know, we have worked with the same circulation and patron-driven access service for 17 years. So we couldn't have changed the service even if we wanted to, because that circulation system is the background and the way this service is sent out. One thing we've noticed is that many people were set up to get service only if they called us, and that is totally against our principles, because we want this service to be seamless. We want to set them up perfectly, maybe have to tweak it a little bit, but from then on, they independently get the service that they want automatically. Kind of have an idea why that happened in at least one situation, but that's not the best or the easiest or the most independent way for people to get service from us. Yeah, never forget that our goal is individually customized service. We want to get the number of books you want, when you want them, and the kind of books that you want delivered exactly when you need them. Now, I can tell you, if you call and say, but I ordered this book 3 weeks ago, and I can look at your record and I can say, and that book went out my door on such and such a date. I cannot tell you what happens to it after that date. I can send out 5 books to a patron on the same day. One might come on Monday, 2 might come on Tuesday, 1 never comes, and the other 2 may show up at any time. So we do our best to get the books out the door to you. There's been a problem recently with magazines. If any of you subscribe to magazines, and it is a national problem. Unfortunately, it occurred right around when we took over service, so everybody thinks it's our fault. There was a conference call about 2 weeks ago. Some people are not getting any magazines, some people are getting double magazines, and people who have never signed up for magazines are getting magazines. Believe me, we couldn't do that because the magazines don't come from us. They come from two centers. People who subscribe in Illinois, their magazines come from Springfield, but that's Springfield, Missouri. So anyway, if you know of anybody who's having magazine problems, be sure and have them call us. Now, I want to tell you about nationally what's going on. There's a lot of exciting things. In case you want to read all about these, if you go to the Library of Congress National Library Services website, you can read the July and September issue of the news. It's a special report on all the really exciting things that have been going on. And one of the things is the new website. It's much more user-friendly. It's still in the process of being totally redone, but it's a lot more information there. One of the big things that occurred was all of the analog books that can be converted to digital have been converted. That means now that 95,000 titles are available, on digital cartridge or to download. And that's an addition of 42,000 titles that used to be in the recorded format. As part of that, the old C1 machines, if any of you happen to have any of those monsters lurking in your closet, please return them to us. I think they're being converted into park benches or something like that. I'm not kidding. They recycle this stuff and they turn it into park benches. And one of the really exciting things is the wireless download. There are parts of the Illinois especially that you are not able to get decent download capability because you still have to call in on a modem. Some of you in this room may not know what a modem is, but let me tell you, they're still out there, especially mostly in rural areas. But if you look at the Verizon map, they have this map showing where all their service is. The collar counties are covered, blanketed. I have a home in southern Will County, and in Will County there's this little white dot about the size of a pinpoint, and that's my house. Really, we have no cell phone capability. We can't get internet. We've tried all different carriers, and their answers are, but you have three towers right near you. Yeah, I can see them out my window, but it doesn't work in my house. Anyway, this new download program from the Library of Congress is going to be for people who live in an area like me, but also people who are technologically challenged by me, like me. Basically, it's a unit that's about the size of the digital player, but it'll hook up to a cell phone tower near your house, even if you don't have cell phone service, and you will be able to download books from the Library of Congress. You can only download, because it has limited storage capability, maybe three books at a time, but you'll still be able to get it. And, you know, people say, well, why are they even bothering? Everybody wants to have the same, first of all, everybody wants to have the same ability. If your neighbor can download a book, if your friend can download a book, but you're not technologically savvy or you don't have the technology up in the sky for you, this allows you to do it. Plus, NLS's long-range plan is to cut costs. When you think of the amount of money it takes to produce the hard copies of those books, to send them out and pay the Postal Service $82 million a year for nonprofit, or for, I'm sorry, postage-free delivery, that's a big, big part of the reason. I'm sorry, 5 minutes. Okay, I've only got 5 minutes. Okay, only 250 units of this very fragile unit are being made for a pilot project, which is why I didn't bring ours up here, because I was afraid I'd break it. The Braille e-reader, I'm sure you've heard about the Orbit Reader, the refreshable Braille. Perkins Library is in the middle of doing a pilot project. It started in August. Unfortunately, it seems it's going to be a lot smaller of a pilot project than they thought, because only 10 units have been developed or produced for them to use, and they're still working on the other. Duplication on demand is a pilot project is going on right now. This is a project for people who maybe would like 10 to 15, 20 books on a cartridge that we would send out daily. Only the NLS circulation supported libraries are in that program, but they're in the midst of that now. And synthetic speech is being really, really looked at right now. The technologies use a much more realistic voice. NLS wants to use those specifically for when they do a narration of a book. They often don't include the bibliographies. So the text-to-speech would be a way to include bibliographies and footnotes for the higher level text. And I think those are the exciting things that have been happening. I think I probably have 2 minutes for questions, and I'd be glad to answer anything I can.